controversial rule change proposed last August could mean that students transferring from one school to another in Munster would be unable to compete in the Munster Senior Schools Cup competition for 1 year after enrolling. The proposal came about as an attempt to curb players leaving club rugby and also to tackle players transferring to schools solely for rugby reasons. But some coaches are arguing that the rule change could prevent players from disadvantaged areas getting the opportunity to play rugby at a high level. And there's now a threat of legal action to prevent the rule change going through. Brian O'Connell visited Limerick this week and met some players who've benefited from transferring to rugby schools, and he also met Irish international and St Munchen's past pupil Keith Earls. Brian, good morning to you.
Morning, Miles. How are you?
I'm grand. Tell us about the background to this rule. It seems like a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah, well, as you outlined there, the proposal came from the Schools Committee of the Munster Branch. And it came to the age grade committee, and they recommended that it be approved last August. So it was passed by the Munster Branch Committee. It's due to come into operation this September, Miles. It means really that players transferring from one school to another school will be unable to compete for their new school in the Munster Senior Schools Cup a year after enrolling. Now, that competition, Miles, is like the pinnacle of schools rugby in Munster. Every young lad who's in a secondary school playing rugby wants to be in that competition. So what was happening previously is that some players were enrolling in specific schools for their senior cycle year and going straight into the senior cup team. And then other schools obviously are claiming that this is giving some schools an unfair advantage. But as a result of the proposed changes, Miles, students from disadvantaged areas, some of whom may have dropped out of school and then they're lured back in with the possibility of playing in this great competition, they may not get to play for a year at least. Now, John Broderick, he's a coach at St Munchen's. We'll hear from him in a little bit. And he's saying that they are prepared to fight this all the way. If the change goes through, they'll take a legal challenge. And some families, I understand, are readying a challenge also.
Now, I know you asked Munster Rugby to comment on the situation, and they've not said a whole lot on this one except to indicate that they will support fully whatever motion is passed at an upcoming AGM in May.
That's right, and there are very strong feelings around this. It was originally proposed by Castletroy College, who last won the Munster School Senior Cup in 2008, but schools such as Rockwell, for example, are saying that many parents, Miles, can only afford to send students to their school as boarders for, say, 2 years now, given the downturn. So why should those students lose out on the chance to play rugby competitively for one of those years?
OK, so who did you meet in Limerick and what was their take on this?
I met firstly with John Broderick. John teaches and coaches in St Munchen's, and he's helped to bring many lads from regeneration areas back into the school system in some cases, or to transfer from schools with, say, less of a rugby tradition. Now, he outlined the issues as he sees it, Miles, and also why he passionately believes the rule change should not be brought in.
In recent years, a number of students would have come in from what we call now regeneration areas. The most famous of those, obviously, is Keith Earls. Limerick is an inclusive rugby city. And the likes of Keith would have got a tremendous opportunity then to progress his rugby career by coming to a rugby playing school. And a lot of people in Limerick would be of the opinion that if Keith was in any city in Ireland, if Keith was in Dublin, he'd be playing soccer for Shamrock Rovers or St Patrick's Athletic. Or if he's in Cork, he'd probably be playing for Cork City. The difference in Limerick is Keith became a professional rugby player. If Keith was now trying to become a professional rugby player, he would basically have to sit out rugby for a year if he decided to transfer. Then if he transferred in his sixth year to a school, he wouldn't be able to play at all, because the rule states that you have to wait a year before you're allowed to play rugby in that school. It's inherently unconstitutional to deny a young talented man the opportunity to go to a school and develop his talents, and at the same time then get a leaving certificate himself. Imagine saying to a young talented hurler in Kilkenny, you can't go to St Kieran's College. You know, who would stand over? Or a young talented footballer in Galway, you can't go to Jarrett's and Tomb to whatever. And isn't it wonderful that a young fella is willing to put himself into such a challenging environment? Because I can tell you one thing, some of these lads have said to me, my God, I never thought I'd be sitting in Blackrock College having a dinner after a senior cup match. This is the school that Brian O'Driscoll went to, or St Mary's where Johnny Sexton went to, and these guys are sharing the same field. Take the example of Dunnick O'Ryan. He was in school in Nina. Dunnick was mad into hurling, still mad into hurling, carries a hurley everywhere as he goes with Munster. He was going to stay in Nina and play Harty Cup hurling. He decided to come to Munchen's instead and become a rugby player.
And can a solution not be found, John, where people's background is taken into account? There are certain exceptions made. Like for yourself in St Munchen's, you're taking kids from regeneration areas.
Yeah, the difficulty there with trying to just look after students from regeneration areas, not a lot of students want to go public on that. So what the Munster branch are trying to say is, well, maybe if you write a letter to us telling them what the circumstances of this individual, we might give them a derogation to play. But a lot of kids don't want that type of thing publicised. And they also don't want to be writing a letter to the Munster Bank saying, would you please let me go to St. Munch's College and please let me play rugby? A student should not be obliged to do that.
Mm. You can hear the passion in his voice and in his presentation there. Say, for example, if there isn't a rugby school in a student's locality, or they develop a passion for rugby after enrolling in another school, for example, and want to join a school in fifth year, which has a good tradition.
Yeah, and I asked Munster Rugby what kind of exemptions might be in place, Miles, but again, I couldn't get any detail on it. Also, one thing that's annoying some people is that some of the schools in support of this ban, they will happily take hurlers, say, from other schools onto their hearty teams and senior cycles. So people are saying to me there's a bit of a hypocrisy there.
Mm. Now, John mentioned Keith Earls, the Irish international who comes from the Moy Ross area of Limerick, and he transferred to St Munchens. You met with him and he gave you his views on how the chance to play rugby changed his life.
You know, a lot of fellas where I come from, the north side of Limerick, they're frightened to make a change, like, you know. And
why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think we can be stuck in our own ways. Like, you know, it's easy to stay with our friends. Some fellas won't go with the comfort zone because they think they won't be accepted, like, you know. But when you're on a safer sake, when you're on a rugby field, you're all one, like, you know what I mean? I think some of my closest friends have gone a completely different way to me now. Like, you know, if you're to look at my lifestyle, two of my best friends who I've been really close with growing up, it's completely different ends of the scale, like, you know. But there's one of the lads, like, it's kind of hit me. It was only happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was walking out of a restaurant in Limerick with my partner and my daughter, and I seen one of the lads who got me and my partner together begging on the street. So you can imagine, you know, the difference there, like, we walking out of a fancy restaurant and he's looking for me on the street. And I suppose I was lucky rugby got me into these places as well, like, got me my lifestyle.
Or do you think sometimes there's always a little bit of that kind of prejudice that people hold on to?
No, I don't think so. Like, it's crazy now, like, the amount of interest some lads have in Moy Ross now, and even in the Irish squad, or when I was in the Lions squad in 2009, the interest they have in these places, like, you know, and they can't believe. As I said, I know from a young age I want to be a professional rugby player, but I don't know, would it have been not as easy, like, but would I have got the exposure coming through club than I would have from the school, you know? I felt it was I felt I got no disrespect to the coaches at club level, like, you know, but I felt I got better coaching when I went into Munster schools or whatever like that.
Okay, so basically this rule change, so it's been reviewed in April, and I guess you, as someone who's come through the system...
Yeah, I don't know, I think they should just leave it. There's nothing wrong. If anything, it's making the Munster, the Junior and Senior Cup more competitive. Like, fellas are going to schools, they're getting the best players from both schools and clubs. Yeah, I think it's a bit of a ridiculous rule. I think it's trying to stop a young lad from wanting to achieve his goals.
Yeah, and I suppose you can hear clearly, Miles, how... I mean, Keith's a little bit different because there was rugby in his family. His dad was a very well-known rugby player, but it, you know, it definitely changed his life. He's in the middle of intensive rehab. I met him on the sports campus in UL for the shoulder injury he sustained. I also met two current players from the regeneration areas of the city, Miles, who benefited from transferring schools. Now, both of these lads hadn't been doing too well in their previous schools, and they're now pushing for a place on the Munster under-19 team, and they hope to complete their Leaving Cert or Applied Leaving Cert this year. First up is a young lad called Edward O'Keefe.
I'd played rugby since I was young, but I gave it up for a year or two. I had a horrific injury and I just gave it up after that. I moved to St Munchens 2 years ago into fifth year. I had a great season, like, and it just blossomed from there on in, like. I'm from Ballinanty. It's like right across from Thomond Park, like where Keith Earls grew up. It's like around the corner.
And the idea then, this new rule is coming in, right? It's saying that people who would transfer to a school can't play for the first year competitively. If that was around when you'd got into Munchens, would it have made any difference?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to play. Like, I wouldn't have been able to pursue my dream of playing Munster Schools rugby. Like, and the Leaving Cert and stuff and the academic side always has to come first. Like, but the rugby is a complete bonus. Like, and it just teaches you so many different aspects to life. Like, respect, confidence, everything. It's the vital part.
Sometimes the people have the totally wrong view of Limerick.
Yeah, they do. Like, they think Limerick, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, crime, everything, just completely. But it's all totally over-exaggerated. Like, there actually is good people in Limerick. Just look at Keith Earls. Like, he's absolutely idolised in Moy Ross. Like, and it's like only a stone's throw away from where. And every time you just he passes around to you, you'd see all the children running up to him and just like, "Key, can we have her autograph?" Like, and that's just, you just want to be looking at that and be like, "I want to be a role model like that for this area." Like,
because is it easy to be a different type of role model? Do you know what I mean? To be the role model who's I don't know, drug dealing, who's whatever.
Yeah, you could be the alpha male, like, and everyone might think, "Oh, that's the lifestyle to live." Like, but
is there a pressure sometimes to be that?
Sometimes, yeah, but it depends. Depends what route you want to go down yourself. Like, it depends on you. Being the individual you are.
Sounds like a fine young man. Now, Edward has his head down for the Leaving Cert, but had he not been given the chance to play rugby and move to another school, would he be at this stage, do you think, in his studies?
I think that's a very important point. And many of the persons who transfer from so-called disadvantaged areas do come from difficult home environments where their peer groups, say, may be in jail or involved in crime in some cases. And it should be remembered that Limerick City has one of the lowest Leaving Cert completion rates in the country. So if a school, Miles, can lure troubled youngsters or persons from certain backgrounds into a school with a chance of togging out at Toman Park in a Munster Schools final in front of, say, 9,000 to 10,000 people, I mean, that's a very big carrot. And Munchins, you know, they'll take lads on a training camp in advance of the school year. The lads have to have a 90% attendance and then they might get a chance to enrol. I asked Edward and John Broderick, the coach, what getting that chance to enrol and play means.
Something special like that Munchins can only offer you, I think, that I'd know that we can compete against lads that's paying 15, 20 grand a semester to go to the school, like, and we have to pay a few hundred euro a year, like, and we have to scrape through, like, so just to go out and play against them guys, like, and everyone's on a playing level field. You see them pulling up in their Audis and their Mercs and stuff, and you're there, like, just looking at them in awe, and then when you go on the field, you're all equal, like, you're all the same, and after a match, then you shake hands, and everyone goes their separate ways.
Our captain this year is from St Mary's Park, we'll say, which was... You know, we know, we all know what we hear about St Mary's Park. We don't hear about my captain, who's an outstanding individual, cycles to school, cycles to training, himself and his father cycles to his matches. This is a different rugby culture in this city, and this is the rugby culture that I feel is threatened by this ban, and this is why this ban has got to go, because these guys deserve this opportunity.
And you'll do your Leaving Cert now next year, is it?
This year, hopefully. Yeah.
And is there an academic history in your family? Have people gone on to Leaving Certs in college?
No, not really. My mother didn't do her Leaving Cert. She done like a junior cert last year, so she's very proud of that. Like, so I'd probably say I'm first one to go to college out of my family. Yeah.
And sounds like a very level-headed young man, Edward does, Brian. But they, from a rugby point of view, they have high hopes of him in Limerick, don't they?
They do, yeah. John reckons this lad has all the attributes to become a Munster player, Miles. He's already a Munster Schools player. And look, I suppose the thing is, some of these lads might have come from fairly ill-disciplined lifestyles, and now they're up at 6 a.m, 2 to 3 mornings a week for weights, and then they're training several evenings a week, sticking to a very rigid food diet. And I suppose to expect a kid to do all that and not get to tog out on match days for 1 year, as this rule change proposes, I think that would make it very hard to persuade them to give it another go or to take the school and the rugby seriously.
Now, the last player you met, Brian, is John Sheehan, who's also from the north side of Limerick, and he'd been expelled from his last school before Munchins agreed to give him a second chance.
I was thrown out of school.
What age were you?
I was 16 when I was thrown out.
What were you thrown out of school for?
For messing and all other things. And then I got an opportunity to go to Munchins. I took it. It opened up a lot for me now. I went to 19s, schools rugby myself. It's either that now, go to Munchins or go down the wrong road and not go back to school. So I think it is a great opportunity for taking in fellas to go to school, like, and all that.
And if you hadn't had the rugby and if you hadn't had the chance to go to Munchins, where would you have ended up, do you reckon?
Probably go down the wrong road where a lot of other people are. I have a balcony and it's just facing straight on here. So I'm looking out where I want to be. Even when you go abroad, where you say you're from Limerick, you're getting stabbed, see, so sure, it happens everywhere, like, it's just the one or two people dragging down everything. But I often see with people around the roads, like, doing things that they didn't want to do, but they can see a way out of it. It's easy money, easy this, getting things handed up to them instead of going out and doing things for themselves. But we're here, it's just outside Tom Park, I don't know.
And we're standing on the balcony of your house, right? And we can almost see the seat numbers.
Yeah, so it's my dream to play, I don't know, and Senior Cup is my Leaving Cert, and I know a lot of young fellas around here that are talented, like, and they could get the chance to go out there and play Senior Cup too. Everyone gets a second shot in life, so that's what it is like.
So as you said there, Miles, everyone should get this second shot in life, and he did. And, you know, it was John Broderick, really, the coach that helped get him back into school. And he's done his bit as well. You know, he had been expelled with few prospects, I suppose, and he could have a chance now to turn professional if things go right. And I think Limerick is pretty unique, Miles, in that it's the city where, as they like to say, the docker and the doctor have traditionally been united by rugby. And it would be a shame, really, if that was to change. And you'd like to think some workable compromise solution could be found before the next AGM to deal with this issue. I mean, otherwise, you know, we could be denying the next Keith Earls his big chance to shine.
That AGM is coming in May. Brian, thank you very much indeed for that story. Very interesting story indeed from the city of Limerick.